walk, worship, and win. Risk like Rahab. I like that. The way and the way maker. Yeah, that's good. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be in the back. This book is now discounted. And so I just ripped some pages off the book and that we wrote, and God blessed it again. Biblically substantiated, committed to biblical orthodoxy and truth. God blessed it, multiplied it. But me ripping pages from a book I wrote, it will do very little to nothing as it pertains to making certain the Dagons of the 21st century come down. I need a Bible. Pastor, please let me have your Bible. Beautiful. This is your Bible?
Yes.
It is. It says Pastor Andrew Mason. I hereby confirm and do not deny this is his Bible. Let's do the same thing with a Bible. So we're going to do the same thing I did with my book with the Bible. Not just any Bible, but Pastor's Bible. So let's do this. Because listen, folk, to be honest, if you look at all the Barna studies and some of the other studies right now, there are chapters in the Bible that right now over 75% to 80% of pastors don't preach about because they're too controversial. So if we're going to ignore them, might as well rip them. So might as well just take them out. If we refuse to preach, if we refuse to talk about the very things, because we're going to lose followers, and if we refuse to, and we're not, if, might as well just rip it off because it's just the same thing. I mean, if we ignore it and it's not there because it's just way too hard, might as well do it. Because so let me just look at just randomly chapters that are not controversial. Oh, I found Romans 1. Oh, so yeah, let's at the count of three, I just want you to shout, rip it, and I'm going to rip it. Romans 1, Romans, Acts, Romans, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go. Oh, there it is. The letter of Paul to the Romans. Here we go. The count of three, you shout now, and I will rip this. Are you ready? I'm sorry? Is that a what? That's a no? Then why do we live like some of the pages are missing? Why do we preach like some of the pages are missing? Why do we raise our children like some of the pages are missing? Why do we post like some of the pages are missing? Hey, you want me to get in trouble? Why do we vote like some of the pages are missing? If we want the Dagons to come down, we gotta preach the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help us God. Somebody shout like Dagon is coming down. Let's do it. All right, lift up your hands. Musicians, get up here. Are they union workers? Were they raptured? The keyboardist? No, not that. No, I'm sorry. Not a union worker. Any keyboardist? Can we get anyone up here? Anyone? No? I could volunteer. I just don't play keyboard. All right, here it is. We're doing this. So here it is. You must preach the word in and out of season. When leadership stands up and preach the truth about everything. Holy sexuality, gender. America will see the glory of God. When we stand up and speak truth in every single area and every single subject matter that we are driven by the word of God, every Dagon will come down. So I need you to repeat after me, Dagon is coming down. Say that like you actually believe it. Dagon is coming down. Dagon is coming down. So I didn't travel. I'm jet lagged. I'm wired. I have so much caffeine. Caffeine anointing, and the fact I'm Puerto Rican is making this very loud. But put that all together. Every single day, I promise you, I'm driven. Today we had some prophetic services at church. Holy Spirit showed up. Went, watch this. We're seeing the power of God break out. I traveled in all of our travels. We're not making this up. Make sure I'm not hyping this up. We're seeing the glory of God. There's hunger. I'm telling you, the Philistines are not going to have the last word. We are about to see Dagons collapse in entire cities. Oh, Dagons that have been around in families for generations are about to come down, never to come up again. So let me prophesy. Every Dagon in your family is coming down in the name of Jesus. Every Dagon, if you believe that, every Dagon in our generation, every Dagon in our communities, every Dagon is coming down. So on the count of three, I want you to come down. Lift up your hands. By the time you get home, there will be no more Dagons. By the time you get home, there will be no more Dagons. Wherever the glory of God is present, Dagon must come down. So we're going to occupy spaces that we have been reluctant to occupy, because we need to see every single Dagon come down. So here we go. On the count of three, you come down. And in Jesus' name, the Dagon's here. The Dagon's here. The Dagon's here. Every single Dagon will come down. Every lie, every construct of the enemy, every ideology counter to the word of God, the will of God, is coming down. I don't know when you get this. You are about to see the glory of God manifest in your life like never before. And as a result, you're not going to take a selfie. As a result, every Dagon will come down. One, two, one, two, three, down. Somebody shout like you believe it. Somebody praise like you believe it. Every addiction comes down. Every bigot. Every vestige of captivity, every vestige of bigotry comes down in the name of Jesus. Las Vegas, in Jesus' name, every Dagon comes. Somebody shout like you actually believe it. Lift up your hands. We're done. I'm going to prophesy now. The Dagon in the millennial generation is coming down. I sense the glory. The Dagon in Generation Z is coming down. The Dagon in the Alpha generation is coming down. The Dagon in America is coming down. Every Dagon. Every Dagon, every Dagon. It begins with the Dagons and the false constructs and ideologies that occupy our space here, here, and here. Every Dagon. Colossians 2:15. Jesus made a public spectacle of all the powers, of all the powers and principalities of darkness, stripping away from them every weapon and all their spiritual authority and their power to accuse us. And by the power of the cross, Jesus led them around as their prisoners in a procession of triumph. He was not their prisoner. They were his. With your hands raised. Every scheme of the enemy, every Dagon of sickness, I sense the Lord. Every Dagon of bondage just fell down. Oh, can you lift up your hands a little bit higher? Our children and our children's children have never been more surrounded by Dagons. But I am believing God's promises. Watch God show up. Every Dagon surrounding your children and your children's children, as you lift up your hands, I sense the glory. Every day God is coming down. 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 We'll do it one more time. It's going to seem a bit, it's just the atmosphere. It's just beautiful, it's saturated. So I'm going to count to three. You're going to release an unbridled, unparalleled, uncensored manifestation of expressive praise, be it a shout of praise, the kind of praise that removes the lid and affirms that every Dagon has already collapsed in the presence of the glory in your life. I don't want you to praise like you praised a month ago. I want you to go back and I want you to give God the greatest expression of praise you've given him in the past 2.5 years. Watch every single day gone collapse forevermore. 1, 2, 3, give God that praise right now. Ashdods, stand with me. Oh, you are standing. Where are my citizens? Come on back. This really happened. Where's the other one? Wait, let's wait for the other citizen of Ashdod. Ready? This is what they found. Ready? When I say now, let me cue you. This really happened. This, according to the word of God, it really happened. Come on in. They found Dagon. Like this, all the scholars here, do your biblical due diligence. Well, after the service, go into, it's called Hebrew exegetical extrapolation. Go do your Hebrew on this. He did not just fall. The Bible says that he fell in front of. He didn't fall backwards. He didn't fall to the side. He fell in front of. Oh, okay, I'll break it down for you. It's the same phrase that appears in Psalm 97:7 when the psalmist says, every idol will fall in the presence of the living God. Worship! Can you lift up your hands? Your problem is about to fall in the presence of God's promise. In front of. And what was the, and the ark of God was still what? Say it. Yeah. Okay, one more time. Dagon was, but the ark of God was. I dare you to look at somebody and tell them, I'm still standing. No, you need to tell them, a lot of things have fallen around me, but I'm still standing. There are a lot of things fell all around me, but by the grace of God, I'm still. Somebody praise like you're still standing. We're still standing. But you. Yet standing, everything the devil sent your way, and you're still standing. Every attempt of the enemy to take you out, and you're still standing. You are proof. Your testimony is proof that the devil is a liar. Just repeat after me, I'm still standing. Just say it. In spite of all I've been through, in spite of everything the enemy sent my way, by the grace of God, I'm still standing. Why? 1 Corinthians 3:16, there's glorious presence inside of you. There is. 1 Corinthians 2:9, there's a glorious promise that what your eyes haven't seen and your ears haven't heard and your mind hasn't imagined. Oh, God has in store some glorious things for you. You're still standing. This right here. You're still standing. Everything the church has been through, we're still standing. Because that's the secret sauce, Pastor Mason. We're not just another institution. The glory of God is in this place. All right, we're done. Everybody's, you're already standing, I guess. I'm just going to call you up. Can you do me a favor? Can this really happen? Let me get up. Can you pick him up and put him in? That no joke. They walked in. They saw him like this. They saw the statue, and they did this. Go ahead.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking Give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
This really happened. This is wild. And they placed him right next to the ark. And again, then they left. This really, he was down, worshiping, down in a posture of sin. And yet the back, they came. It wasn't devils who did it, by the way. It wasn't demons. It was people. There are people that like to resurrect what God already crucified. There are people out there that they live for the purpose of trying to rebuild something God already knocked down. Here's something you should learn. Do not ever crucify what God resurrects, and do not resurrect what God has crucified. In other words, if God brings it down, don't. If the ark of God would have had a conversation with Dagon, when these guys left again, it would have sounded like this. You should have stayed down. Because what's about to happen next, I'm going to make certain you never occupy my space ever again. Oh no, that's the word for you. I need you to look at your neighbor and tell him, never again. Oh, you missed it. Tell your neighbor, never again. Tell him, you know that thing? You know that thing? You know that thing that continues to resurface in the name of Jesus? It's coming down, and never again will it occupy your space. Somebody shout, never again. Never again. Never again. All right, final time. You're falling one more time. I know, Dagon, I know. Life is tough. And then the head comes off, and it is what it is. So, one more time, we're going to make sure you come down. Final note. Throughout all of this, and I'm going to give it to Pastor. Throughout all of this, what did the Ark of God do? Does anyone know? Anyone know? I'm going to show you, because you can't make things up. So what we can do is be so creative. You go like, oh, and the lid was removed, and the rod of Aaron became a ninja stick. Or the Ten Commandments. No, this is what I'm going to show you exactly what the Ark of God did. You missed it, so I'm going to do it to this side of the stage. This is what the Ark of God did. Me maybe this side gets it now. This is all the ark of God did. If you want to get the devil really upset and you want to see all the lies of the enemy fall, when hell rises up against you, instead of panicking, instead of freaking out, instead of posting on Facebook, oh, I'm going through hell. Please, please. No, this is all you have to do. Be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. Seriously speaking, there's nothing more powerful. Especially, your faith is not measured by what you do when heaven opens above you. Your faith is measured by how you react when hell stands right next to you. And this is what you do. Oh, devil, I know you want me to freak out. I know you want me to panic, freak out, go into a depressive, anxious, fearful mode. You want me to pick up my Xanax. I know, devil, you want me to go just boom. This is my response to your craziness. That's it. So right now we're going to do it one more time. This time you're not going to get back up. Everything's coming out. We need to see some things fall now. Oh, how we desperately need. Show me a church filled with the glory of the risen Christ, and I will show you a community with Dagons on the ground. So when I count to three, I want you to come down. And let's all lift up our hands and come in agreement that every Dagon, not just in Las Vegas, but in Nevada, the West Coast, all over America, all over the world, every false social construct, every deviant ideology, every word, every teaching, every reality, every bit of content that is counterintuitive to the truth and the love of the risen Christ, every Dagon is coming down. In my generation and your generation, ready? At the count of three, it's coming down. Oh, by the way, this time, never again to occupy our space. So watch in your family. The stuff that used to mess your family up, it is broken forevermore in the name of Jesus. Are you ready? One, two, and when he comes down, I want you to raise the roof off this place. One, two, three, go! Never again! Somebody shout timber. Somebody shout timber. Somebody shout timber. Oh. If you got this word, raise your hand. Pick me up. Carry me over him. This is what happens. That really happened. They carry the ark over the remains. You are about to be elevated over the very things that once stood in your way. Ready? Over him. Step over. There it is. Step over. You got it? There it is. Yeah. Put me down here. Put me down. When your integrity is more important than your influence, nothing can stop you. I'll repeat that. When your integrity is more important than your influence, nothing can stop you. When you are driven by anointing rather than ambition, nothing can stop you. When your hunger for righteousness is greater than your fear of criticism, nothing can stop you. And when your praise speaks louder than your pain, When your praise speaks louder than your pain, nothing can stop you. Heavenly Father, bless every single person here. Every single person here who received this message, if you received it, raise your hand. Sealed in perpetuity through the finished work of Christ. The fulfillment, the tangible outcome of this impartation in every single life, in every single home, marriage, relationship, even on a multi-generational plane. Let every Dagon collapse forevermore. Lord, we speak and release it by now. An anointing to shine with your glory. Arise and shine, for the light has come and the glory of God has risen upon you. Oh God, in Jesus' name, we declare by faith that the glory of God is in us and upon us, that we go from glory to glory, transformed into your glorious image every single day. Therefore, because we carry your glory, every day God has to fall. In Jesus' name, if you believe what I just prayed and you believe it for yourself, give the Lord the final clap offering of the evening. Somebody say amen. High five your neighbor. Tell him, timber! You got this word, Pastor. Where are you? Give it up for Dagon. You can get up here, Dagon, now. Give it up for the best Dagon. Did you get that crazy word? I may not get invited again, but I had fun. I'm going to be honest with you.
Sam Rodriguez, best-selling author, film producer, and pastor of New Season Church in Sacramento, has a new book, Persevere with Power, What Heaven Starts, Hell Cannot Stop.
Because I am believing in the name of Jesus that before this is over, you're going to go from a plow to a mantle, and you're going to walk out of an anointing that will enable you to change your life for the glory of Jesus.
Order this book now, and while supplies last, receive a free gift by emailing your receipt to books@newseasonworship.org.